What's going on, fam? This is Alex with the Lion's Den Podcast. I almost completely forgot how my intro goes. This is actually a really good podcast today. I mean, they're all fucking amazing, right? Anyways, so I wanted to speak about something that went on yesterday, actually. And I wanted to name it, like, how the past can obviously have an effect on today, on your present. And really being careful with your past, because your past carries emotions. So what do I mean by that? So yesterday, as I'm over here at the little coffee spot that I always come with at Leon, you know, every morning, there's this guy, he works here, tall dude, little mullet. I'll beat the shit out of this motherfucker. Like, I will beat the shit out of this motherfucker. But he gives me shit. He's like, bro, put your dog on a leash. I think he had like a bad experience with Dobermans, because he's the only person here that works here that's ever given me shit for Leon. He's like, I really don't want a Doberman. And he just gives me shit for him. Like, he gave me shit one time and things like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then yesterday, he comes here randomly. He works here, but I'm never really around when he's here. And anyways, yesterday we're here and there was some lawn maintenance guys last minute cutting the grass. And Leon went up to one of them, and the guy kind of smiled. I'm like, no, he said, my bad. I'm like, no, you good, bro. And I'm walking back, and he's like, bro, look. Now he's messing with the lawn guys. Come on, bro, put your dog on a leash. I'm like, why? He's like, it's the law. I'm like, do you own the place? He's like, no, but I work here. I'm like, and so? And then he points to some other guy, some fat fuck with his kid, and he's like, do you feel safe with this dog being here? And he kind of like nods his head, like, no. And I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up, man. Like, you're not even a good influence for your child. Get out of here. You know, and Leon runs around. Leon's been running around here for a minute, man. Nobody ever says anything. And then I'm like, you don't even own the place here, man. He's like, oh, I watch this, man. And when I tell you, like, I deal with anger, but it never really comes out. Okay, my anger never comes out because I just, you know, I control it really well. And that's why I also work out a lot, dude. And so part of me, like, I went out, and you know when your heart starts beating, and I'm just smiling at the guy, he went in to get his coffee, and I'm crazy. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Like, I will, like, you're going to have to kill me, bro. We fight, you're going to have to kill me. Pull a bullet or fucking knock me out. And that's always been my motto. I'm like, you're going to have to knock me out. Since I was like 16, that's always been my motto. It's like, I won't stop fighting. And the entire day, man, the entire day, like a good 4 hours, 5 hours, I just kept replaying that, because part of me just wanted to be like, bro, what are you gonna do? Like, I'm ready to go off on this guy. And even right now, see how it brings up the emotion of like, I'm ready to fight this guy. And it got under my skin, and I kept trying to remind myself, Alex, like, do not let this like ruin your day. And here's the thing, that anger, that pissed off, that emotion, I did a TikTok live, and I wasn't as positive as I usually am. Like, it kept bothering me, and probably because it has to do with Leon, you know. And so it affected my TikTok live, where I had to go and do like 60 burpees on TikTok live, because I was being a little negative with people. And I'm like, damn, dog, I can't keep this up. I can't keep being negative with people on TikTok live. And then I went to the store, some guy threw trash out the window, and that pissed me off. I hate when people litter. And I honked at him, and I'm like, Alex, do not get into a fight with someone today, bro. Do not get into a fight with somebody, because at the end of the day, I will lose. I won't lose the fight, you know, like, but I'll lose. If I beat the shit out of some guy, he can press charges. Like, it could be assault. Like, he can hit, I've heard of a guy fucking hitting somebody so hard, like, hitting a guy hard, he falls back in the concrete, smashes his head, now he's dead, now he's gonna go to jail for fucking murder, you feel me? Like, it's never worth it, and that's why I keep reminding myself. I'm like, I wanna, you know, and to me is like kind of the devil. It's like, oh, I know you can get angry, I know, like, I'm gonna put this in front of you, can you pass this test? Because I will tempt you to fight this guy. I will tempt you, because it's never going to end well. It's not going to end well. And it's just not the right thing to do. And so I really thought about that, you know, and then I kind of got over it throughout the day, you know, really focused on work, raised my frequency, got more into a positive state, you know. Because you can't let people that are not going places in life kind of have that. Like, man was living rent-free in my mind for like 4 hours, you know. Like, I can't, even now, if I think too much about it, and all I think about is just beating his face in. Like, that's the dark side of me. Like, I'll think about just smashing your face and just till you tell me to fucking stop. And like, I tell him, I have a very bad dark side. I'm thinking about, like, if he pulls out a knife, then I'll bring my gun and then I'll shoot him in the foot. I won't kill him, obviously. But you see what I'm saying? Damn, I don't know if I should be saying this shit. No, I'm not going to obviously do it, you know? But if people don't know this, man, if you're very, very, very positive and you have a positive mindset, you have to have greater or equal amount of negativity in your mind. You know, I have a very dark side, but I use that dark side towards my workouts and things like that. No, literally my workouts. And so, yeah. And so realizing that emotion, that just thinking about it turned my whole body upside down, my whole energy and everything. So be careful with your past. Be careful with things like bringing up something that happened and allowing it to live rent-free. And what I told myself is like, bro, stop. Like, stop. It's costing you so much. And I did my burpees. And, like, I started kind of, like, saying, with every breath that I take, it's a gift from God. Because, long story short, I heard this story about, like, this guy, really famous guy. His daughter was in a hospital. And he was like, hey, like, doctor, how much? He's a rapper. He had a lot of money. He's like, how much money do we need to take her to a better hospital? Things like, he's like, no, senor. Like, no, sir. It's like, it's not about money this time. It's not about money right now. It's about God. And every time I think about that, it makes me want to cry. Because he's seeing his little daughter just there, struggling to take one breath, another breath, another breath. Just struggling. And she ended up dying. And he's just like, after that day, I realized that every single breath that we're given is a gift from God. When I saw this little girl fighting for every single breath she took, it made me realize that. And you know what? I was going to Sam's Club and I kept telling myself, cada vez que respiro es un regalo de Dios. Every time I breathe is a gift from God. Every time I breathe is a gift from God. And I actually, funny part, as I'm in the store, I felt better. I felt more positive. I kept that positive self-talk. And I'm just gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Like, I get to buy my food. I'm buying eggs. Like, I just spilled gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And then this couple comes up to me and they're just like, because I let one of them go in front of me. And then I went in front of the wife. And she's like, oh, beast before beauty. I'm like, no, no. And then it turns out, like, the guy's a pastor. And we were talking. And he's been trying to lose weight. And he prayed for me a little bit. She's like, give me a hug. She's like, may God bless you and bring all the. I'm like, thank you. And I just found them randomly at Sam's. I'm like, fuck, thank you, God. I appreciate you. As I'm repeating to myself, every breath I take is a gift from God. Every breath I take is a gift from God. So it was nice to have them there. And kind of gave me a little prayer and boost, and it made me like, oh, thank you, God, appreciate you, you know, because he knows, you know, and he knows it's not that I'm going through a hard time. It's not a hard time. It's just he's constantly putting me through tests, just like you. He's putting you through tests. The only way to get better is to take some tests, all right, so you can learn the lesson. So just train yourself to not allow the past to consistently come up in your present, because it will bring emotions just like that. Like, I can get fired up really quick like that. And you have control of what your thoughts are. You really do have control of your thoughts. So pick them wisely. And if you really need one, a good positive thought, I always say, every breath that I take is a gift from God. Every breath that I take is a gift from God. Do that for like 2-3 minutes straight and just like make a little song of it, you know? But much love, fam. Love you.